Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. That's a drain.
Secret destroyer.
Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. A trait desire. And I.
Welcome to another edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line, as usual, William Willie Boy Rameau. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Mac? What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Doing good, man. How's it going on this Saturday night?
I'm doing okay. I mean, other than being a Knicks fan, you know.
Oh, the Knicks game was on? I completely forgot.
Well, you're a smart man.
They're losing, I assume.
Well, you could say they lost. You know, typical Typical Nick game, you know. I'll
oh,
talk
they
more
did
about that
lost.
on the game. I'll talk more about that in an hour, you know, the part of the 10th anniversary. But I'll
okay.
give you the Cliff and Road edition. You know, we were up by like 11 at some point in the game. You know, the other team came back, you know, in the fourth. Then we went up to an 8-point lead, and you know, basically, you know, we were down. We were up by two. We had a chance to, you know, score, put the lead up by like, what was it, four? I think,
uh-huh.
4 points, 4 or 5 points. Knicks missed that shot. The other team has the ball, calls a timeout with like, I don't know, 11 seconds left in the game. I lost count.
Yeah.
And of course, you guessed it, they hit a game-winning three. We have the ball. We have 2 points something left, seconds left in the game. You know, we have the ball. We still have possession. You know, we still have a timeout. But, you know, it's the Knicks, you know.
Yeah.
Even though it was 2.1, you know, the game was already over. You know, then I think Randall tried to hoist up a three. And, you know, of course, it was an air ball. And, you know. Oh, yeah, by the way, it's at MSG. So that's another reason to, you know, add another L to that because, you know, we lose at MSG. Unless we're facing Porzingis and the Mavericks, you know, we, you know, we're like 1 in, I don't even know, 1 in 100, even though the season already started. I mean, I lost count.
Yeah, we beat
like,
them 2 times. We beat the Mavericks
like,
2 times this year.
We're like what? 3-10 or so already.
Yeah, something like that. Wow.
Hey, if that was a batting average in baseball, we'd be batting 300. So I guess that's a good thing, you know. So
yeah, good
the
thing
Knicks
I
are
didn't
improving.
Watch.
Knicks are improving.
Good thing I didn't watch that game, but yeah, typical Knicks. But anyway, typical Saturday night. For you guys who want to call in and share feedback, your feedback. Or opinions or anything else that's on your mind or that you want to talk about, the phone number is 425. Sorry, I'm giving my host calling number. The guest calling number is 347-308-8626. Again, that's 347-308-8626. Well, while you were watching that lousy Nick game, I was just catching up on my shows because I didn't get to watch some of the shows this past week, like Survivor or the challenge on MTV, so I was watching that and eating these delicious chocolate banana slices that I bought from Dollar Tree earlier today. I ate like 2 boxes. They're so good. But,
and I'm guessing you didn't share with me or any of the viewers. It's because we're black, most of us.
Yeah, I'm racist.
I always knew it. It took 10 years from this show for you to finally admit it.
You should have known that, man.
I should have known.
But, yeah, so I was just catching up, just chilling. It was a pretty relaxing day. Pretty relaxing, but...
chilling, relaxing, shooting some free balls outside of school?
Huh? What was that?
You were chilling, relaxing, shooting some free ball, free, three balls outside of school?
I guess.
And I guess a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in your neighborhood?
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Will's is singing the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song. What are you singing? So if you just think that he's going to tangents, he's actually singing a song from that old school TV show with Will Smith. So just want to let you guys know out there for you guys who don't get the reference. But today was a pretty relaxing day. Chill because, you know, most of the week I'm busy, so the weekends are pretty much my days off to relax. Mm-hmm. So a pretty good day, and glad to be with you guys, glad to be with you, Will. As you know, last week, it was a 10th anniversary, 10 years of iMac, and I shared some memorable moments on the show. So I wanted to continue that tonight, share a few more. I wanted to start off the show with a clip. From I think this is from 2012, maybe. This is when I went straight edge, if you can remember.
Oh, yeah, I remember. But before you say that, officially, congratulations on your 10th anniversary, because November 14th, a few
Thank
days
you.
Ago, was your official 10th anniversary.
Thank you.
So,
Thank
congratulations.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, so, your 10th anniversary, I played some clips last week. wanted to play a few more tonight, and starting off with the when I turn my back on my audience, I want Straight Edge. So listen to this.
Music, right, Will? Do you agree with me or not? Of course you don't. Well, are you still there or did you hang up already?
Are you talking to me?
I'm here. Okay. Have you decided to join yet or not?
I'm not joining. And by the time the show's ending, I'm going to make sure the old Macaulay comes back.
Well, I know there's a caller on the line who keeps calling and he wants to join. Hello? Hello, caller? Hello.
Yeah,
hello?
Why you betrayed your audience for?
Who's this?
You suck,
who's
man.
Who's this? Speak up.
Motherfucker.
Hello?
Motherfucker. You suck.
Hey, language. Language, sir. Sir, you know you're going to join Straight Edge. Why are you calling my show? Hello? Hello? Yeah, I didn't think so. Call my show. And curse on my show. You know you gotta join Straight Edge Society. With that profanity. Anyway. Sorry for that, audience. Some pathetic individual called my show and just laid some profanity at me. What's so funny, Will?
Hey, man. See? You shouldn't have, you know, mess with people like that. You know, they want the Omokali back.
Like that affect me, please.
Yeah, we want the Omokali back.
No, the Omokali is non-existent, I told you. That's the problem with our society. You see that pathetic individual who just called in and decided to curse on the phone on my show? It's individuals like that that need to be, they should go to hell. Seriously.
Say what?
They need to go to hell. Especially when you curse at someone who's preaching the word, who's damn it! Excuse my language. Getting a little frustrated here.
Hey, man.
I didn't betray my audience.
You're preaching this false doctrine, man.
What doctrine?
We want the old Macaulay.
You act like I'm writing a communist manifesto or something.
This is not Macaulay, man. Macaulay doesn't care about, the old Macaulay doesn't care about the Straight Edge Society. It's about having fun.
Look, I'm watching, look, right now I'm they're on TV right now, I see a bunch of girls in bikinis. I mean, this is what's wrong with our society now. I mean, is that all we care about?
What's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, it's not ethical. Women shouldn't be in bikinis running around on stage talking about nothing.
The old Macaulay cared about that.
That was the old Macaulay. This is the new Macaulay. This is a follower of the Straight Edge Society movement. And if you guys want to, if you guys want to learn more about Straight Edge Society, just watch SmackDown on Fridays, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And just listen to CM Punk, our savior.
Stop calling
just
him
listen to his message.
Stop calling him our savior. Jesus Christ is the only savior.
My savior. My
that's
savior.
Your, that's yours.
And Straight Edge Society savior. And when I say our, I don't mean you, Will, so you don't have to get offended.
Sure, that don't mean me.
Yeah. So when I say our savior, I mean our society, my society savior. You know what I'll say now? I'll say, when I say our savior, I mean, I'll say, me, our Straight Edge Society, and not including Will. There. Are you fine with that?
I'm 100% fine with that.
Okay. I mean, before I joined Straight Edge, man, I was on a downhill path. I didn't do drugs, but I was drinking alcohol, I was partying, looking at women, thinking about women, thinking about sex, money, greed, cheating, women, bikinis. But now, all that's over. I've converted.
What do you think about now? CM Punk and New Gallows?
I think about religion and Straight Edge Society.
A false religion?
That was good, Will. That was good. You with that line, I may have converted back to my old self after going to Straight Edge Society, but that was one of my lows during this IMAX show when I went Straight Edge.
Yeah, that was clearly your low.
Yeah, I look back at it like, what the hell was I thinking, man?
I know, man. I had to do my best to try to get you right. You know, write that shit back, man. A lot of years of training and weeks of rehab. You know, you got back to your old self. You know.
Oh man, that
yeah,
was
that,
the moment.
That fan thought we lost you forever there. Hopefully
he cursed me out.
Hopefully
so
he stayed on and he's happy that you're back. And he'll call in and say, Macaulay, man, he could, be crying, be like, man, you were my favorite, man, and you just broke our hearts. And then you'd be like, I'm sorry, my brother. I'll never betray the fans again, And I just have a hug, an air hug, through the airwaves, It would be a touching moment.
Man.
Maybe the greatest moment in IMAC history.
Well, that certainly wasn't the greatest moment. That was a memorable moment. I wouldn't say it was one of the greater moments I've had on this show. But yeah, that was a bit cringeworthy to listen to. Hopefully, I never go down that path again. So I apologize to my audience for that. I don't think I've ever apologized to my audience for going.
You make a good
that.
Point. You might get triggered because CM Punk is back under the WWE umbrella, but he's not a wrestler anymore. But who knows? He might come back for Survivor Series. Survivor Series is going to be in Chicago. You never know. He might make a guest appearance. You never know. He's going to be a special guest commentator. For the WWE backstage.
Looking forward to that. Seeing him.
So,
yeah,
I definitely want to check that out for sure.
Yeah,
but we'll talk more about that. Hopefully, seeing him and hear the Cult of Personality music won't make you join his cult.
Oh, no. Straight Edge.
Oh, wait. Actually, that was before. Yeah, that was he had the Straight Edge music at that time.
Yeah, before. Yeah.
But,
Yeah. But talking about religion and followings, Kanye West, like, I think he thinks he's a second coming or something. he's holding all these Sunday services now. He's a born again now. Now he's teaming up with Joel Osteen. And for those of you who don't know who Joel Osteen is, he's a popular televangelist based in, I think he's in Houston, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he's teaming with Kanye West. I guess he's going to interview Kanye tomorrow. It's going to be broadcast on Sirius XM. And then he's going to have Kanye give a speech and a performance. So this is like a big event. And to accommodate Kanye, I guess they're going to like have a big open space for him to perform with his group for the Sunday service. So this is like a big thing. People are buying tickets just to see it. You know, it's like it's more than religion now. You know, it's like it's an event. You know, I don't know how to feel about this. I mean, how do you feel about this, bro? Have you been following this Kanye West, Joel Osteen tag team?
Yeah, I mean, I just heard about him going to his church, I think just today. But, yeah, you know.
Was it today? I thought it was tomorrow.
No, tomorrow. I heard about him going to have the Sunday service today. But, yeah, it's taking place tomorrow, like you said.
Right.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I hope Kanye is sincere, you know, about his faith, you know, about his newfound faith. Because, I mean, he has nothing to gain. He has nothing to gain by, you know, professing that he's born-again Christian. I mean, if this was like the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, or, I mean, especially the 50s, everybody was pretending to be Christian at that time, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, at that time, it would make more sense to profess you're a Christian. But I mean, hopefully, you know, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, you know, he's trying to, you know, grow in his faith. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Hopefully, his walk is sincere, which, I mean, it seems like it is, to be honest with you. So, you know, I'm just hoping his intentions are real, you know.
Well, he has an album that he's promoting called Jesus is King right now, which has a 30-minute short film that accompanies it. So this is part of his, you know, this whole event and tour that he's doing to promote the album, but also to, you know, show people that he is a born-again Christian and he's serious about, you know, preaching the word of God and holding these Sunday services. You know, this is the new Kanye. You know, not the crazy Kanye that we've come to be accustomed to these last several years. He's a new man. MAGA hat and all.
The only thing that's kind of, you know, glaring about his transformation or whatnot, you know, is that he wants to change his name to Christian Billionaire Genius, you know, or add that to his name, you know.
What?
Yeah. He apparently said that a few days ago, that he wants to change his name to Christian Billionaire Genius Kanye West or something like that, you know.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's still old school Kanye in there. But, he is, I guess, what you would term a baby Christian, if, you know, that is, you know, if he's sincere in his faith, you know, obviously has, you know, some growing to do, as everybody does, no matter how, you know, how far along in the faith you are. There's always ways to grow. No one's perfect, you know, other than Jesus. But, you know, hopefully, his walk is sincere and he'll, you know, lead more people to, you know, to the word of God.
I'm just waiting for him and Kim to name their next kid Christ West. I can't wait for that.
Well, you never know.
That's gonna happen.
You never know, or Bless the West or something like that. Something religious team based for sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, I might. Would you go to that Sunday service tomorrow if you were in Houston?
Nah, I wouldn't go. I mean,
why
would I ever go in the future? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. To be honest with you, I really don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But no, nah, I wouldn't go to one.
Okay. Would you want to see him perform Jesus Walks?
No. Would you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll check it out, you know. Doesn't mean that I'd go, it was something that I would go out of my way to mm-hmm. go to. Mm-hmm. But if I was in the area, let's say, and I heard it, yeah, I'll check it out, you know. But yeah, it's not something I would, you know, normally go to or go out of my way to find, you know. But,
right.
Hey, who knows how this goes. I mean, hey, it sounds like it's going to be a big turnout, so. You know, so I'll just watch the highlights on YouTube afterwards.
My sources said it would have been a bigger turnout if you would have made a guest appearance.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I would have been rapping.
Mm.
And talking about rapping, good segue. Mm. I want to play another memorable moment when me and Professor Watson, we've had our legendary rap battles here on the show. And he beat me the first time, right? Or did I beat him the first time?
Shoot, I can't even remember. I think he might have beat you the first time.
Okay, he beat me. No, I think I beat him the first time, and then I lost the second time.
Right.
And then this third one was like winner takes all, you know, it's a tiebreaker, and so I wanted to redeem myself in this rap battle, in this final one, which was like I think it was last year this one was last year.
I think last year, 2 years ago, something like
yeah.
that.
So this is the rap battle of the century, part three, between me and Professor Watson and me coming out victorious.
All right, let me get Professor Watson online. I think he's calling in right now. Professor Watson, you there?
Hey, Macaulay, what's up? I'm ready for this rap battle. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. Well, you ready? You ready to judge this thing, man?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Hey, guys. Hey, Professor Watson.
Hey, Will. What's up? How's it going?
I'm doing okay. You know, battling some delay problems, but should be an awesome
battle
between
the
two of you.
The champ is here.
You're the defending champ. You put the title
on
the line.
Getting cocky already. Getting cocky already, like he's a champ. Professor Watson. Yeah, you were the two-time champion, but tonight, this is my night. I'm going to prove it.
All right, we'll see about that, McCarley. Let's get it on.
All right, so, yeah, let me explain the rules. So Will is going to be the judge, as usual, of this rap battle.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, it's best out of three. Three rounds, you know, Will will determine the winner after each round. And whoever wins two out of three rounds ultimately wins this rap battle. And, you know, originally it was a retirement match. You know, if I lost the battle, I would retire from the show. Or if Watson lost, he would have to retire from calling my show, be banned from the show. But since this show is going to be ending in the next several weeks, right now it's just this rap battle is just to redeem myself or for Watson to continue gloating about how great of a rap battle rapper he is. So, yeah, man, part three. Let's get started, Will. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So, you know, since Watson has won the previous two, Professor Watson, you know, I'm going to let you go first, and you can take the mic and do what you got to do.
I appreciate that, McCarley. All right. So, are there any other rules that I should know about?
Yeah. So, here's the deal. Each round is a special round. So round one, personal attacks. So I get to throw disses and insults at you. You throw disses and insults at me. Round two, it's pop culture references. So you got to put in as many pop culture references in round two as you can. And whoever wins that round or whoever has the best pop culture references in that round will be the winner. And then round three, it's just plain freestyle, traditional freestyle. You rap about anything. You can diss. You can throw in pop culture references, anything that you want to do. So that's the breakdown. So for this first round, it's just personal attacks. You got it?
I got it. You got it, Will?
I got it.
All right. So, yeah, Professor Watson, you know. Will, you have anything else you want to say?
Yeah, one thing. I think we should institute the retirement stipulation to it to add something juice to it.
All right, I'm down.
All right, okay. Then, you know, as overseer of the show, I have re-implemented the retirement match stipulation. So whoever loses this rap battle has to retire from the show for life. All right, so let's get it on. Watson, get on the mic.
All right, let me put my music on. I got an instrumental. This one is, this instrumental is Chopper style featuring Chopper. And this is from, like, I think early 2000. So let's get started. All right, let me clear my throat for this one. All right, yeah. All right. McCorley, get ready for the ass-whooping of the century. Got my cigar, champagne, and my wife to the left of me, cheering me on. I've been destroying dudes in rap battles before you were born. You're not a battle rapper, you're a bitch. You look like a bitch, sound like a bitch, pee sitting down like a bitch. I gave you a C- in my class for a reason. You go to LGBT protests for no reason. Maybe because you like boys. I play with guns and grown man toys while you play with male sex toys. You better stop disrespecting me and taking me light. I can do some gay ass shit too and get butt naked and fight. You're 33 years old, but you have the face of a toddler. Sit down with your mom and ask her who's your real father. You're not a real man like me, with hair on the chest. If you take your shirt off, you got bigger nips than my wife's breasts. You think you're all that because you got tattoos now? I got prison tattoos too, so who is the man now? I'll smack you in the face with my pimp hand. I smack hoes and jerk off with the same hand. That's my right hand. Man, you're a moron. It's not as smart as you thought. I bought an HD digital recorder on Black Friday to record this battle. Best thing I ever bought. Yeah.
All right. That's not bad. Not bad at all. All right. My turn. All right.
Not bad.
I got the Eminem Lose Yourself instrumental that Will recommended to me early on, so I'm going to play that in the background. All right. So here goes. Professor Watson, stop acting like you're better than me. Ask your wife by your side who's the best lover she ever had. There's no one better than me. Shave that dirty old Santa Claus beard off your face. You got those hairs on your face from licking man ass. How's that taste? You look like a homeless dude that just got a job. If you came near my house, I'm inviting gangsters over so you can get robbed. Grandpa, I'm going to put you with your own kind and send you to a retirement home. That beard of yours is nappy as hell. It needs a brush and a comb. Those crusty-ass toenails of yours look like burnt corn chips. If you take your shirt off, you look like an old lady with saggy tits. Man, I spit these hot bars, and my lyrics are fire. I'm like royalty, like a king. Bow down to me and say, yes, sire. Yo. You're a horrible teacher, and not as smart as you think. You're a fruit and a fun boy. If I open your closet, all I will see is pink. Man, you probably wear bra and panties when no one is looking. Sneaking off to watch porn, gay porn that is, in the bedroom while your wife is cooking. Like I told you before, I'm the man with the master plan. When you find out I got your wife pregnant, you're going to be like, damn. You're going to cry all night after I defeat you. Then I'll take your wife by the hand and propose to her. Will you marry me, boo? Yeah.
All right, McCurley. That's nice. That's nice.
Yep. Yep. So, Will. So, after that round, who do you think won?
Good round by both men, you know. Definitely this first round goes to you, Mac, for sure. You got it.
Yep.
All right, so that was some of it from that rap battle. I don't want to play all of it because it's 20 minutes long, but I went on to win that rap battle. And you heard in the early on that he actually beat me twice before. I forgot about that. So he beat me in the rap battles 1 and 2, and then I finally claimed victory in that rap battle part 3. So
all right,
epic battle. Yeah, epic battle, man. So it's a great one. And, you know, next week we're going to actually be doing the best of Professor Watson. So,
wow.
You know, as courtesy, I'm going to give you some of Professor Watson's best moments next week. So
wow.
Stay tuned for that. Yeah, that should be hilarious.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely.
But, let's just talk about what's going on here. The Houston Astros. Right now, they're in a shitstorm. This past week, there was an article that said that in their 2000 World Championship run, they were stealing signs. And they were using cameras in the outfield. They were using banging noises. They were using people relaying signs to steal signs to win some of their games or most of their games. And now, today, a report came out that an Astros executive sent an email to Astros front office and players and other people in the organization that steal signs no matter what. You know, if you got to be in the stands or have cameras and binoculars to relay the sign somehow, do it. So this adds more fuel to the fire that this was really going on in the Astros organization, and they were doing this illegally, because it's not legal. It's legal to have someone in the stands, like scouts, observing signs, but to relay it to players, that's illegal. And so now baseball, you know, has begun an investigation into this, and, you know, this might result in fines and maybe even stripping their World Series title in 2017. Who knows? You know, we've seen crazier things like the Black Sox scandal, to the Pete Rose thing, him being banned from baseball. We might have the Astros lose their world title from 2017 because of this. So this is crazy news that's been going on this past week with their this story that they've been stealing signs then and even now, maybe, because the Yankees accused them during their series of possibly stealing signs by making noises, you know, in a dugout. So it's crazy. It's crazy news. Well, what do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's surprising, but this isn't the first time Astros was accused by a New York team, you know, for cheating in the playoffs. If you remember in 86, the Astros was this close to going to the World Series and eventually, you know, facing the Red Sox.
Yeah.
You know, in the 86 series, because they had a pitcher called Mike Scott, who was briefly a Met, former Met. And basically this guy, he I think he had a spitball or something like that. He knew how to cheat the ball, you know, for the ball to, for him to have perfect precision with pitch.
Wow.
I forgot what kind of ball it was, a fork ball or something like that. Like, basically he messed the ball up in such a way that he had perfect aim and precision.
Wow.
So, you know, the Mets even to this day, the Met players were saying, like, if they would have lost game 6 and faced him game 7, they would have lost, because all the games I think they faced in the NLCS, they lost to him.
Right.
So, yeah, basically they knew if they lost game 6, they would have lost game 7 because that guy was cheating.
Right.
Mike Scott, and there was an interview with him, I think, a few years ago, and basically he didn't deny that he cheated.
Wow. So the Astros have been cheating for 3 decades, pretty much.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they have been. But, yeah, I was, to be honest with you, I was shocked. I mean, I know I know, teams are always trying to look for an edge, you know, to cheat. You know, some players even take it to the extreme and, you know, take PEDs to cheat, you know, on the field. But, yeah, for a team, I mean, teams are always trying to steal people's science. But to this extent, like, it's, like, super sanely unethical, like, what
it
they
is.
Did. Like,
it is.
That is cheating on a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and also they're saying that, you know, some of the key people that were involved in this were Beltran and Cora.
Cora, who eventually now is managing the Red Sox.
Well, if Beltran devised that scheme, then the Mets should definitely win a lot of games this year. You know?
But now with the MLB, you know, on his case, watching every movie makes me like, wait a minute, he handshaked the opposition. He put a secret hidden camera on the manager's hand or something.
Well, if this was going on, the Astros definitely need to be punished and punished hard. You make an example out of them. You know, this can't be going on.
Yeah.
You know? And this has been whispers for the last several years that they've been doing something, some sneaky things in their ballpark, you know? A lot of teams, when they visit that ballpark, they change their signs because they suspect Astros are doing illegal things.
Right.
So now baseball has to get involved and they have to punch them if all these allegations are found to be true.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll see what happens.
There can't be any copycats regarding.
Yeah,
this
no,
thing.
They can't. And then everybody's gonna be doing it, you know.
Mhm.
So it's crazy. But did you watch that game? That Thursday Night Football.
No, I didn't.
The Browns and Steelers.
No, I didn't. But I heard that a player did a illegal play.
I was only watching it because I play fantasy football, of course. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two of my players, James Conner, who ended up not even like playing that much because he re-aggravated an injury, so he had to leave. I had to monitor his performance, and I also had to monitor the Steelers' defense performance because I got them as my defense, and they ended up sucking that night. So pretty much watched the. Well, I thought I was watching the game for no reason because I was losing until that last minute or so in the game when the game was pretty much over. You know, Browns won it by like two touchdowns or something like that. And then you see Myles Garrett, the Browns defensive end. He gets into it with the quarterback of the Steelers, Mason Rudolph, I think that's his name. And, you know, they get tangled up, and then I guess Rudolph tries to rip Miles Garrett's helmet. Then Garrett gets mad, and then he just rips Rudolph's helmet off. And then Rudolph gets mad and starts, like, chasing him, going after him. And then Garrett, out of nowhere, just freaking bops him in the head with the helmet. Like I don't know if you've ever seen the show. Remember Dinosaurs on TGIF?
Yeah, not the mama.
Yeah, how the baby used to bop the dad. That's how Mom carried it to Rudolph. He was bop like
God.
Flintstones. How Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
That could have been deadly, you know? Because once you remove a player's helmet and then you hit him with the helmet, that's a criminal offense.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crime. So the NFL ended up suspending Garrett for the whole season now. And other players who were involved in that scuffle, they're suspended for a few games or so. Rudolph didn't file any criminal charges against Garrett, which is good for Garrett. So, but that could have been, like, worse than it looked. Because when you have – in football, football is already a violent sport. But when you have players – start using like the equipment as weapons, that gets dangerous, you know, especially with all the concussions going on in football. You know, you don't want someone getting hit in the head with a helmet and then God forbid they get some kind of type of brain damage, you know. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I was shocked.
Crazy.
I don't
can't
know
watch him play right now. That's ridiculous. What the hell is he thinking?
Yeah. I don't know what I was shocked about. That or fucking Steelers make me lose in fantasy, possibly this week. I got money on the line with this fantasy football, man. Shit's crazy. But sticking with football, Colin Kaepernick. See, he had a workout yesterday. Was it today? Or I think it was today, actually. So he signed an agreement with the NFL to hold a workout in the Falcons facility. And they're going to have, like, all 32 teams, reps, go there, see how he performs, and possibly sign him, right? Everything was agreed, you know, as far as who's going to be his receivers, how much media is going to be there, and all the other stuff. But then, I guess, within the several hours before the workout was to begin, some type of dispute happened where both sides couldn't agree on what type of media access, what type of media was going to be there. So the workout that was supposed to happen at the Falcons facility today was moved by Kaepernick and his agent to a high school nearby. And so you have the NFL and all these NFL scouts go to the Falcons facility waiting on Kaepernick to see him work out, and then he doesn't even show up. Instead, he's working out at the high school facility nearby where he has his own camera crew filming, and then I guess the video is going to be sent out to some NFL teams. But some type of disagreement along lines between him and the NFL where they couldn't agree on media access, which is, like, weird. But this is just another – I don't know. This is just another bump in the road in this Kaepernick NFL saga, you know? Seems like there's always something. You know, whether him selling with them for multi-million, and been trying to get back in the league. Now you have him moving, you know, his workout to a high school nearby and leaving some NFL reps high and dry. I mean, I don't know. It's a bunch of craziness with what's going on. So, and Jets and Giants were one of the organizations that was there for his workout. I don't know if they went over to the high school facility and watched them, but they said they were going to be there at the Falcons facility. So who knows what happens next? This is a crazy story. It's a crazy story, but I mean, if it was me, and I'm not saying that I'm not accusing Kaepernick of anything, but if that was me, if I've been blackballed by the league for 3 years, and I'm trying to get back in the league, and I want the team to sign me, I would just play by the rules right now. I would just, like, focus on what you agreed to previously, you know, instead of changing everything up. But, again, I don't know, you know, what happened between the negotiations that, you know, that led to him moving the workout. You know, maybe it was a waiver that they didn't agree on, or, you know, something in the waiver that they saw that they didn't like. I don't know. But if that was me, I'd be trying everything possible to get back in the league. You know, I wouldn't fuck things up. But it, you know, to me, it looks like Kaepernick is becoming a prima donna. I don't know about you, Will, but it looks like he's, you know. You know, he's starting to think he's above certain things. Don't you see it that way? Or am I just delusional?
No, I feel you. Like he should have just stuck with the
original plan. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. I mean, I don't know what the backstory is for him to change it, but
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see if he's on the if he's a backup on the Jets and Giants soon, because both teams would need him right now, really.
Mm-hmm.
Even at running back, we can have him a wide receiver. We can have him a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. Yo. Mm-hmm.
But moving on from sports, film here. Joker has become the first R-rated film to gross $1 billion worldwide. That's unbelievable because you would never think that an R-rated film would gross $1 billion globally. That's a remarkable achievement. That's a remarkable achievement because R-rated films, you know, they do well, but they don't do $1 billion because they're R-rated. You know, you don't have kids going there. You have some people who might be offended that don't go to these movies, you know?
Right.
So DC, they have, you know, this is their shot in competing with Marvel right now. You know, you might see Joker 2, 3, 4,
mm-hmm.
might see a bunch of Joker sequels coming up soon.
Oh yeah,
you gotta take advantage. Joker versus Batman. You know, Joker and Harley Quinn get married. You know, you gotta milk this.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be recasted. This is what what's his name feared? Jared Leto.
Yeah.
He literally tried to ban the block. He literally tried to ban this film from even happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And hey, I keep it real, man. I was wrong. When they said they were coming out with another Joker movie and they were saying it's based in the 80s, I was like, "Come on, man. You can't do a better movie, you know, with the Joker and put him in the 80s. Like the first Batman movie was 1989. So I'm like, we already have a Joker and it was already set in the 80s.
Right.
But hey, you know,
I'll say it.
I was wrong. You know, I was 100% wrong because, you know, this movie, it's making $1 billion. It's practically critically acclaimed, I mean, especially from the fans, which is the most important thing. So,
hey,
you know, shout out to DC, and, you know, I think they're going to recast them because
they have
Jared Leto is easily the worst Joker ever.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, they should just add him to the DCU. How can they do it? Because technically he should be older. I don't know how they're going to have to work that out. But, yeah, they should just whatchamacallit, you know what I'm saying? They should just find
just
a way to
them.
Put them in the DCU.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the DC, they have a winner. They have a winner on their hands right now. And again,
mm-hmm.
got to milk this as much as you can, you know, so.
Easily their biggest success story since Wonder Woman.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So, yeah, they definitely got to milk this.
Yeah. Well, I want to give you guys Babe of the Month for November. It's been a while since I've done Babe of the Month. So I've been observing this girl for the last few months here. Every week that I come home from work, I see her on Extra. I'm like, that chick... That's a fine-looking chick. She looks like a white Priyanka Chopra.
Mm.
And the chick I'm talking about is Jennifer Lammers.
Yes.
Co-host
on
The Extra.
Right.
You know, Billy Bush has a host now on that show.
Yep. I've actually told you about her before because she used to be on Fox News. Like Fox Local News, and then she moved on to Extra.
She is fine and tall.
Yeah.
About 5'10". You know, pretty.
Oh, I didn't know how tall she was, but yeah. But definitely fine chick.
Gorgeous eyebrows, nice lips. You know, some of you guys may say, oh, she has big sucking lips. Don't say that, all right? Don't say that.
Yeah,
that came from you guys, not from me. Don't say that. But gorgeous girl. I'm putting her as Babe of the Month for November. And you got to check her out. Go to Instagram, Jen. That's JNN. Lammers, or Lammers, however you pronounce the last name.
Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce it.
L-A-H-M-E-R-S. That's her last name, so. Babe of the month. Chick is fine.
Mm.
But, yeah, so let me give you, lastly, my starts for week 11, fantasy football, real quickly. Quarterback, Dak Prescott. Running back, Brian Hill, who will be substituting for Devontae Freeman of the Falcons, who's out right now because of an injury. At wide receiver, I'm going to say, this one was tough, but I will go with DeAndre Hopkins. Going to have a high-scoring game between Houston and Tampa tomorrow. Tight end, I'm going to go with Jared Cook, the New Orleans Saints. Kicker, Will Lutz of the Saints. And also defense, I'm going to go with the Vikings playing the Lions. Lions are without their quarterback, Matthew Stafford, because of an injury right now. So I think the Vikings are going to take advantage of that. So good luck with your fantasy week. Hopefully the Steelers didn't jeopardize mine. But, yeah, man, other than that, Will, you got anything else? Last words?
You know, thanks for having me on the show, as always. And,
yeah.
You know, check out iMac next week, Saturday at 10 p.m. at its usual time, as usual.
Yep.
And check out Sports Urban Legend coming up in a few minutes, which is, of course, 11 p.m. You know, every 11 p.m. on Saturdays on Block Talk Radio. The celebration continues, the 10-year anniversary of Sports Urban Legend continues, because it started November 15th, 2009. So come on, join the celebration. It's not too late. You know, come back for part two, and, you know, we'll talk about, you know, we'll continue to reminisce, and we'll talk about what's going on lately in sports. So don't miss it.
All right.
And check out my YouTube channel, too, Sports Urban Legend TV.
All right. So, yeah, check out his show coming up here. And, yeah, come back here. Check out iMac next week. Again, I'll have that Best of Professor Watson for you guys. Yeah, so thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for 10 years of iMac. Hopefully 10 more years of iMac. And I want to leave you guys with, I promised you guys this last week. I'm playing it this week. But as a tribute to John Weatherspoon, I wanted to play Pops playing Bang 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 with the Temptones. So I leave you with that.
Hold on, save it for the comment. 30 years ago, my group, the Temptones, broke up. But like they say, you can't keep a good thing down. Ladies and gentlemen, the new Temptones. Let's hear it for them.
Yeah, she was just about to moon us. Now, come on.
Moon us? Okay, all right.
Pop, she mooned you.
Yeah, call me, I'm right there.
We're going to bail your sorry butt out once again.
My love going bang, bang, bang. With my love. left me all by myself. But it wasn't the same without you. Since you've been gone, I've really changed. So I just want to tell you just one more time.
When my love goes bang, 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 you better run for cover. You better bang. When my love goes bang, 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 it's gonna be you and me again. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, 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 bang. Whoa.
Bang, bang, bang. When I was up on stage, I remember one thing. Give up the Temptone just for your mama. I hated those guys.
You ain't got no regrets.
Nope. I lived my dream. I wanted to get married, have me two fine sons. I got one, but I'm not complaining.
Don't worry, Pop. Sean will be all right.
Well, Pop, I'm really sorry you didn't get a chance to fulfill your dream, man. But the selfish side of me is kind of happy, because we would have really missed you.
Come on, let's go home.
If those guys are such a problem, why don't you just go solo?
Hey, that's a good idea.
Pops, that's ridiculous.
No, it's not. A lot of people go solo and do good. Lionel Richie went solo, and that horse had a hell of a career. Nana Ross went solo, bought up all the weave she could. She had a nice career. Michael Jackson got went solo, turned Caucasian. That boy had a nice career.